USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden from Warsaw pledging his support for Ukraine. He's also rallying the world to support the country who has been invaded by Russia.
Let us resolve to put the strength of democracies into action to thwart the designs of autocracy. Let us remember that the test of this moment is the test of all time.
The speech comes as Russia is signaling that it is implementing a new strategy in its invasion of Ukraine, but Special Advisor at the White House National Security Council Matthew Miller tells ABC's Good Morning America that the Biden administration is not focused on Russia's words.
We always wait to see what Russia actually does, not just take for granted what it actually says, because from the beginning of this conflict, they have never been honest about their aims.
Miller adds that while the U.S. was warning of a Russia invasion, the Kremlin accused America of fear-mongering. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn-Root, and I want to tell you a real story. A husband and wife were driving home from dinner. While stopped at a light, they were suddenly surrounded by an angry mob. And the mob forced open the driver's side door, attempting to drag the husband from the car. But he reached for his Hero 2020 non-lethal weapon. He shot his attacker twice in the chest, unleashing a powerful chemical pepper irritant, forcing the attackers to back off, and the couple escaped safely. No bullets were fired, no lives were lost. I know how training and preparedness makes the difference. I've seen and reviewed many guns and self-defense products, and the Hero 2020 is one of the easiest to use, carry, and conceal. Plus, it saves lives. Hero 2020 is a high-powered, award-winning, non-lethal defender. That's why I have one in each of my cars and in multiple rooms of my home and office. To order your own Hero 2020, visit Hero2020.com. Use coupon code WAR for a special discount. Hero2020.com. That's Hero2020.com. State law restrictions may apply.
The Biden administration is calling for tougher sanctions against North Korea. Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. Kim Jong-un said his country is preparing for what it called a long-standing confrontation with the United States. The call for sanctions happened during Friday's meeting of the UN Security Council. The Assembly of First Nations in Canada is expecting nothing less than a public apology from the Vatican. This after last year's discovery in British Columbia of about 200 unmarked and previously undocumented graves of children at what was Canada's largest Indigenous residential school. A meeting between the First Nations and Vatican is set for next week. Indigenous children were forced to go to state-funded Christian schools through the 1970s. Tyree Sampson, who died on an amusement ride in Florida late Thursday, is being remembered. The 14-year-old fell to his death on the Orlando Freefall at Icon Park. The ride had only been in operation for a few months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds from Crack Addict to CEO? With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Peter Chartel says he is standing up for free speech and alternative points of view. His low-budget radio station in Liberty, Missouri, outside of Kansas City, airs programming from Radio Sputnik, the Russian-sponsored radio network. Chartel told the Associated Press that he and his wife have been accused of being traitors to the U.S. and have occasionally received threats. But he contends most people who call it to complain have not listened to the program. He receives $5,000 a month to air programs. New research suggests that coffee can be good for your heart.
Three different studies published this week show that drinking 2 to 3 cups per day is associated with a 10 to 15% lower risk of heart disease or failure or early death for any reason. The senior author of the study said the research showed having a cup of Joe had either a neutral effect or was associated with heart health benefits. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
The rock world is remembering Taylor Hawkins, the drummer for Foo Fighters, for the last 25 years. The band said in a statement Friday that his death was a tragic and untimely loss. New details are available on how the 50-year-old died. Foo Fighters had been scheduled to play a festival in Bogota, Colombia Friday night. Hawkins played his final concert Sunday at another festival in Argentina. Once again, someone tried to smuggle reptiles into the U.S. Jose Manuel Perez tried to smuggle about 60 lizards and snakes into the U.S. from Mexico. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.